Welcome Faith back into worship leading after her 6 months of maternity leave. As you can see, we are getting fruitful and multiplying. So once again, if you want, we need key bodies. Jinghui says she will only serve until she can fit in between the space between the wall and the keyboard. So until then, please, if anybody wants to come and serve, we welcome you. Oh. Today's passage is taken from Mark chapter 3, verse 20.
今天的经文是从, Mark 福音第三章, 20节到21节.
Mark, okay. Can you hear us? Yeah. Okay. Mark chapter 3, verse 20. I'll read to you in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Mark chapter 3, verse 20. When Jesus entered the house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, and they said, "He's out of his mind." Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mothers and brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." Now, 2 weeks ago, I shared on the Messianic secret.
2个星期前, 牧师首先在弥赛亚的秘密上分享。
And it is a major theme in Mark where Jesus is shown to be secretive and cautious about the revelation of his true identity.
它是马可福音中的一个主要的题材。
And Jesus is secretive and cautious about the revelation of his true identity.
那就是耶稣在很秘密隐藏跟谨慎的关于他的真实身份的一个启示的揭露。
Now, in fact, for more than a year, the disciples thought that they were following bad men.
事实上,在一年多来,他的门徒以为他们是在追随着蝙蝠侠。
Until he finally revealed himself to be the Messiah.
直到他透露自己实际上是弥赛亚。
And all their Robin costumes had gone to waste.
他们所有的罗宾服装都将成为浪费。
Now, in the Gospel of Mark, we see that Jesus repeatedly told his followers to keep his messianic identity a secret.
在马可福音书中，耶稣一再的告诉他的追随者，守住他弥赛亚的身份的秘密。He
even planned, he only shared his true mission with a selected few and speaking in parables in public whenever possible.
他在公众场合发言的时候，尽量是用那个比喻，只是跟他选定的一些少数的人来分享他真正的身份、真正的使命。And
he even planned detours, you know, and sudden boat rides into his itinerary so as to distance himself from his popularity.
甚至他的日程计划都走改道，并且忽然的乘坐一些小船。
Now in my sermon, I then shared the reason for all this.
然后牧师在讲道当中,
the reason for all this is because of the messianic secret.
分享了这个弥赛亚的秘密的原因。
You only know Jesus when you know him fully.
你只认识耶稣，唯有当你完全的认识他。
So you need to be with him in order to know him.
你需要跟他在一起，以便真正的认识他。
And if you don't, if you only know Jesus superficially, a little learning is a dangerous thing.
如果不这样做，你只是在表面上认识耶稣，而一点点的学习本身是一件很危险的事情。
And this danger of only knowing a little about Jesus is spelled out very early in chapter 3 itself.
这样的危险早就在, 马可第三章里面便详细的解说了。
Let me read to you from Mark chapter 3, verse 1. Another time, Jesus went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there.
耶稣又进了会堂，在那里有一个人枯干了一只手。
Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, and so they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath.
众人窥探耶稣，在安息日医治不医治，意思是要控告耶稣。
Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone."
耶稣对那枯干一只手的人说，起来，站在当中。
Then Jesus asked him, "What is lawful on the Sabbath? To do good or to do evil? To save life or to kill?"
又问众人说，在安息日行善行恶，救命害命，哪样是可以的？他们都不作声。
But they remained silent. So he looked around at them in anger and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored.
耶稣怒目的周围的看了他们，忧愁他们的心刚硬，就对那人说，伸出手来。他把手一伸，手就复原了。
Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus.
法利赛人出去，同西律一党的人商议怎么样可以除灭耶稣。
Now in the modern world, we often equate experiencing with believing.
在现代的世界里，我们经常是体验等同于相信。
We say seeing is believing.
我们说看见是等于是相信。
Now such a form of thinking is known as empiricism.
这样的一种思维的形式，我们叫称这经验的主义。
Now and this is why we now hanker for a more dynamic worship.
这就是为什么我们现在很向往一个充满活力的一种动态的一种崇拜。
We think that if we can feel more, we can experience more, then God becomes more real to us.
我们认为，如果我们能够感受到更多、体验更多，上帝对我们变得真实。
And this is also why there is also this fascination with signs and miracles.
这也就是为什么会有针对一个标志跟奇迹的一种沉迷。
We think that miracles are the necessary physical evidence we need to prove God's existence or the validity of our faith.
我们会认为奇迹是我们需要证明上帝的存在，或者我们信仰的有效性的一个必要的物证。
But I think there is a slight fallacy in this.
但牧师认为在这里会有一个很轻微的一个谬论。
While experiences does lead to knowledge,
虽然经验能够导致到知识
，but it does not lead to full knowledge.
但是它并不会导致到全面的完整的知识。
And experiences certainly does not necessarily lead to belief.
而经验当然也不一定会导致到那个相信仰信任。
Now in the story that we have read, we see that the Pharisees, they have come to know Jesus.
在故事里面，法利赛人来认识耶稣。
After all, they were the direct witnesses to the whole miracle of this healed, shriveled hand.
而他们从完整的来看，他们其实基本上是对那个愈合的枯干的手的一个奇迹的见证人。
But we see that what they have is only partial knowledge because they only see what they wanted to see.
然而我们看到的那只是一个局部的片面的知识，因为他们只想看到他们自己想要看的。
And they were only looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, and hence that is all that they witnessed.
他们只是要寻找一个指责耶稣的理由来目睹这样的一个事件。
Now, their partial knowledge of Jesus eventually led them to the conclusion that Jesus is a lawbreaker.
他们局部的认知其实带领了他们的一个结论，耶稣就是一个违法者。
And so Jesus was eventually killed for their partial knowledge of him.
所以耶稣被杀害是因为他们的局部片面的知识。
And so I say again, you only know Jesus when you know him fully.
你唯有认识耶稣，当你完全的认识他。
So what we need is more than experience.
所以我们需要的不仅仅是一个经验。
What we need is full understanding.
我们需要的是一个完全的知识。
We need to know more than just what we want to see.
我们需要超过知道我们所要看到的更多。
Now take the shriveled hand miracle story for example.
比如以那个愈合枯干的手的那个故事。
Now from the perspective of the Pharisees, Jesus was openly challenging the boundaries of legality.
从法利赛人的角度来说，耶稣本身是公然去挑战那个所谓的合法性的界限。
What is lawful? Can something that is illegal be the right thing to do?
我们可以是一个做一些非法但是是属于正确的事情吗？
How far would you go to save a life?
你会为了挽救一个生命而愿意去走多远呢？
Now to the Pharisees, when Jesus asked these questions and performed the miracle,
对法利赛人，当耶稣问这些问题，并且执行了奇迹的时候
，To them he seemed like a dangerous time bomb.
他似乎是一个危险的定时炸弹。
And therefore they thought it best to defuse this bomb as early as possible.
因此，他们认为最好是能够尽快的拆除这个炸弹。
But that is not full understanding.
但是这属于一个不完全不完整的一个了解认识。
Jesus is not a lawbreaker.
耶稣并不是一个律法上的违法者。
These challenging questions from Jesus, they can only be fully understood when Jesus' work on the cross is finished.
这样对充分的了解这些挑战性的问题，唯有当耶稣在十字架上的工作完成之后。
Because on the cross,The law and righteousness of God are now redefined by grace.
在十字架上，律法跟神的义是被恩典重新在十字架上被定义。
On the cross, the meaning of salvation is redefined by the death of the Savior.
在十字架上，救赎的意义是由救主的死亡本身来重新决定。
And only on the cross we have complete understanding.
只有在十字架上我们才有完整的认识。
And so you see, experience can only lead us so far.
所以你看见了吗？经验只能带领我们 到这个地步。
You only know Jesus when you know him fully.
你认识耶稣，唯有你完全的认识他。
So partial knowledge leads to rash responses.
局部的知识只能够导致草率的一个反应。
Only complete knowledge can lead on to true belief.
只有完整的知识能够导致真正的信仰。
Now in today's passage, we see that the family of Jesus, they also exhibited the danger of partial knowledge.
在今天的段落里面，我们看到耶稣的家庭也一样的陈列局部知识的一个危险。
Now in today's passage, verse 20 and verse 21, they are the marked exclusive verses.
经文的二十到二十一本身是马可福音里面的一个专属的经文。
Let me read again verse 20 and 21. When Jesus entered the house and again the crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not able to eat.
耶稣进了 一所房子，众人又聚集，甚至他和他的门徒连饭也顾不了吃。
When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him.For they said he is out of his mind.
耶稣的亲属听见了，就出来要拉住他，因为他们说他癫狂了。
Now these two verses are marked exclusive because when Matthew and Luke repeat this episode, they left out these two verses.
这是马可的一个独家的经文，因为当马太跟路加在他们的福音书中重复这一段情节的时候，他们忽略了这些经文。
Now why?
为什么呢？
Is it because this portion of the story didn't happen?
是不是因为这个部分的经文没有产生过呢？
Now, no.
不。
In fact, it is just the opposite.
事实上刚好相反。
We can deduce that this portion definitely did happen because of the criterion of embarrassment.
我们可以推论出由于那个尴尬的一个标准 来看到说这个部分其实是属于一个很地道的一个历史。
Now the criterion of embarrassment state that accounts which are embarrassing to the author, these are presumed to be true because the author will have no reason to invent an account that is embarrassing to himself.
这样的一个标准指出作者尴尬的一个记事本身是被推定为真实性的，因为作者是根本没有理由对自己来发明创作一个尴尬的记事。
Now from history we will know that the mother and brothers of Jesus, they will become prominent figures in the early church.
在历史当中我们知道耶稣的母亲跟兄弟已经成为早期教会里面的一些显赫的人物。
So stating their early and open opposition of Jesus so plainly would have been very embarrassing for them.
所以简单的陈述早期耶稣本身的反对肯定是会对让他们感觉到尴尬。
And this is perhaps why Matthew and Luke, when they repeat the episode in their gospel, they left out these two verses out of respect to Jesus' family.
也许是出于对耶稣家庭的一个尊敬，这就是为什么马太跟路加忽略了这一段经文。
But thanks to Mark's unrelenting account, we have the full context of Jesus' following words.
我们要谢谢马可的这样的一种不屈不饶的一种记事，我们到今天才会有以下针对耶稣的话有一个更充分了解的背景。
Now the key to these verses lie in the two words take charge.
现在 这段经文的关键在于接管。
Now take charge is when used figuratively, it means grabbing, seizing forcefully.
接管这个字本身的比喻作用就是意味着是一个很有力的一个抓取夺抓住跟夺取。
Now essentially what the mother and brothers of Jesus is trying to do is they are trying to control a situation that is going crazy.
从本质上来说就是说他们的家庭基本上是尝试要控制这种快要变疯狂或者癫狂的一种情况。
And the center of this situation is Jesus himself.
而这个情况的中心刚好恰恰是耶稣本身。
And therefore, this is not hard to guess why they are trying to subdue Jesus here.
这就是为什么我们不难推测，他们正在试图控制耶稣。
They are intent on silencing him.
他们的意图就是要使耶稣沉默。
Presumably to squelch any unwanted attention from the people or the authorities.
大概也可能是为了压制任何可能进一步从民众或者当局之中所产生不必要的一些注意。
Now they may have been spurred by this idea of, you know, they want to protect him from danger.
他们可能是为了保护他免受危险，有那样的一种高尚，但是是属于一个误导的一些愿望。
And maybe next probably they are doing this because they want to protect the family reputation.
或者也可能是因为不太高尚的说，就是为了要挽救他们家庭的一个声誉。
So the word take charge here can even mean to bind Jesus or to deprive him of freedom.
所以接管这个字呢，从可能意味着是束缚耶稣本身跟剥夺他的那种自由。
Now they can do this because traditionally as the family of Jesus they have the authority over him.
因为从传统上来说作为他的家人他们其实是在对他的权利上他们是能够做到这一点的。
The family is forcefully taking charge of the situation just before it goes out of hand in their mind.
他的家庭是为了在局面失控前采取很有力的控制。
They are using their authority because they thought this is for Jesus' own good.
他们认为他们是为了耶稣本身的利益才行使他们家庭的治权。
Now those were the days where the family was the basis of your identity.
那段日子家庭是整个社会跟经济生活的一个基础，还有就是你的身份的一个来源的重要的一个因素。
Because your identity is basically that of being a member of a group.
你的身份基本上就是一个小组的成员的一个 一个部分。
And in those days, you know, if you read the genealogies and the laws, we will see that family life is being part of a family is very important in those days.
从那个时候，就是在圣经里面，就是家庭生活跟有息息相关的那种族谱，或者是他们所说的那个法律上。
And if you read the Old Testament, the word family and the word life, they are used interchangeably.
在旧约里面，生命几乎是可以跟家庭本身是互相交换。
So a family is a person's life.
所以一个家庭的，就是等同于一个人的生命。
And therefore, to reject your family or to be cast out by your family, it means to lose one's life.
所以拒绝一个家庭或者被家庭驱逐驱赶的话，就等于是丧失一个人的生命。
So with this context, we understand that the family of Jesus thought that they have authority over him.
从这个情况来看，耶稣的家人其实是有行使他的权柄。
And based on cultural norm, this is indeed true.
基于整个文化规范的基础上，这个本身是真实性的。
They thought that their responsibility is to take charge of Jesus before things got out of hand.
他们认为这是他们的责任，在事情变成一发不可收拾之前来接管耶稣。
But this was partial knowledge.
但这是一个局部的片面的知识。
They do not really know Jesus completely.
他们并没有完全的真正的了解认识耶稣。
And therefore their partial knowledge has led to rash responses.
所以他们的局部的知识导致了很鲁莽的一种反应。
So Jesus redefined family just as how he has redefined the laws of God for the Pharisees.
所以耶稣重新定义了家庭，正如他如何为法利赛人重新定义了神的律法。
He says, "Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother."
就像经文上十五节所说的，凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄、姐妹跟母亲。
Now Jesus did not do this because he's against his family.
耶稣这样做并不是因为他反对他的家庭。
History will tell us that Jesus cherished his own family.
从历史告诉我们说，就是耶稣很珍惜他的家人。
And he even remembered his mother, on his dying words on the cross.
甚至在十字架上，他甚至记住了他的母亲。
And this is also why his family continued to remain within his community even after his death.
这就是为什么他的家人跟甚至在他死后仍然能够保留在他的整个社区里面。
And they were mentioned praying together with all the apostles when they had to choose a replacement apostle for Judas.
他们甚至被提到跟使徒们一起祷告。为犹大必须要选择更换使徒的时候。
But where authority is concerned,
但是从整个权柄关注的地方来看，
Jesus had to let his family and his followers understand this fully.
耶稣必须要让他的家庭跟他的追随者充分的了解。
So that in time to come, they will accept this and believe the truth.
甚至从时间，从今后的一个时间来看，他们必须要接受跟相信这个真理。
And the truth is that the only authority lies in God's will.
而真理就是唯一的权柄是在于神的旨意。
Unlike the traditional concept, Jesus' natural family cannot claim to have ownership over Jesus just because of the blood relationship.
不同于传统的观念，耶稣的自然的家庭。却不能够因为只是血缘的关系，能够宣称对耶稣的权柄。
Jesus submits to a higher authority, which is an authority under God.
耶稣顺服在至高的上帝权柄底下。
And those who submit to the same authority, the authority of God's will, even though they were not related by blood, they will become the family members of Jesus.
那些即使没有血缘关系的。但是顺服在相同的上帝权柄里面，都将成为耶稣的家庭成员。
And this is good news for all who are lost and those who are always feeling alone.
这是一个好消息，尤其是针对那些迷失或者总是感觉到很孤单 的, 的, 的那些人。
Family is not about blood ties.
家庭不是一个关于血缘关系。
Family is not about those who has authority and responsibility over whom.
家庭不是谁有权利跟由谁负责。
This is partial knowledge about family.
这是家庭的一个局部的知识。
This is only partial knowledge of Jesus.
这是对耶稣的一个局部的知识。
And Jesus therefore spelled out what is full knowledge.
所以耶稣就阐述了什么是完整的知识。
Family is when we do God's will to love and to accept one another.
家庭就是当我们遵循着神的旨意来互相相爱跟彼此接纳的时候。
Family is about service and sacrifice.
家庭是有关服务跟牺牲。
And therefore we see that family is only fully understood on the cross as well.
所以我们看见家庭唯有在十字架上能够被充分的理解。
On the cross, we see that we are not losing our family when we follow Jesus.
在十字架上，当我们跟随着耶稣的时候，我们看到我们其实并没有失去我们的家庭。
On the cross, we gain a true family as what a family should be.
我们反而获取一个真正的家庭，一个
as a family of love and sacrifice.
就是一个有爱跟牺牲的家庭。
And when Jesus resurrects from the dead,
当耶稣从死里复活的时候，
we see that what we have, this family is not just only loving and about sacrifice, but it is also a family that is eternal.
我们看到了不是只是一个有爱跟牺牲的家庭，而是一个永恒的家庭。
Now today's message gave me a renewed understanding of the church as a family.
今天的信息给了牧师更新的对所谓一个家庭教会的了解。
Now I used to think that my role as a pastor is only to get people to recognize this family relationship that we have.
牧师曾经认为说，作为一个牧师本的角色仅仅是让人们能够认识到他所分享的这个家庭里面的亲属关系。
Now God is our father.
神是我们的父亲。
Jesus is our eldest brother.
耶稣是我们的老大哥。
And I thought that knowing all this means that we know the family relationship between us, and this relationship and ties will develop naturally.
牧师会以为说我们之间的关系跟联系将会很自然的发展。
I now know that this is not enough.
牧师现在知道了，这是远远不足够的。
Because this is only partial knowledge.
这仅仅是一个局部的知识。
I make the same mistake as Jesus' mother and brothers in thinking that just because I have the relationship in definition, it means that I have the definition, I have the relationship in substance.
在思想上，就是牧师也放了跟耶稣的妈妈还有他的兄弟之间的那种同样的错误。在思想上呢，是就因为牧师在认为说在定义上的一种关系，所以他也需要在那个本质上会有一些关系。
And therefore this is wrong.
而这是错误的。
Instead, members of a family have to work on being and becoming a healthy and loving family.
相反的，家庭的成员必须要为存在来工作，而且要成为一个健康的、热爱的一个家庭。
Now a young man said this.
有一个小伙子说，
I remain in Jubilee because it's a family church.
我留在喜年堂，因为它是一个家庭的教会。
But I also once left the church because Jubilee is a family church.
但是我曾经离开，也因为喜年堂是一个家庭的教会。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because when the church is a family,
因为当教会是一个大家庭的时候，
it means that the problems that happen in a family are also problems that can happen when the church is a family.
这意味着家庭里面所可能发生的问题也可能是发生在也可能会是发生在一所教会里面。
When we define family as a place of authority and responsibility,
当我们定义了家庭成为一个有权限跟责任的地方，
just like the family of Jesus in our passage today,
像耶稣的家庭在我们的这个经文段落里面。
The church as a family can become stifling and controlling.
教会作为一个家庭，也可能是一个扼杀跟控制性的。
We can become obsessed with doing the right thing.
我们可能会沉迷于做一些正确的事跟正确的行为。
And getting the right behavior.
和正确的行为。
Oh, don't play this. This is too loud for the church.
就是不要把这个声音声量啊调得更高，因为这个是属于教会。
When you're here, you should dress correctly.
你在这个教会的时候，你需要端庄的打扮。
Now, when we assume authority over others,
当我们假定对他人的一个权柄的时候
，we become like the mother in the movie "I'm Not Stupid."
我们成为了在电影中小孩不笨的母亲。
We are bossy.
我们是装横的。
But in our mind, we always think, "Oh, I'm doing this for your own good."
但是在我们的思想里面，我们总是认为这是为你的好的利益的着想。
Now, in a family, sometimes in the pretext of good intentions, there will be expectations.
在一个家庭里面，有时候在好意图的一个借口底下，常常会有这样的一个期望。
We have parents who are always hoping for high-achieving children.
父母望子成龙的希望呢，是想小孩子能够达到很高的一个表现。
Oh, the same way Jesus' family worried about Jesus, why is he now like that?
就像耶稣的家人也以同样的一种方式来担忧耶稣。
He's out of his mind.
以为他的脑筋有问题。
Now, family therefore can become judgmental and critical, and this can sometimes go overboard.
家庭有时候可能成为有判断或者是对批评做了一些太过火。
Now, when the church is a family, the problems that happen in a family can also become problems that will happen in a church that is a family.
当教会是一个家庭的时候，在家庭里面所发生的任何的问题，都可能会发生在教会中。
And therefore, expectations can run wild in a church too.
所以在期望也可能在教会里面失去控制。
When we go to other churches or when we have outside speakers,
当我们去到其他教会或者是我们有外来的讲言的时候
，we are like a mother-in-law who is looking at a prospective son-in-law.
我们就像寻找一个准女婿的岳母。
And the verse in Chinese is
丈母娘看女婿越看越有趣。
But when we are now in church,
但是我们现在是在教会里面。
And when we treat sometimes people who treat other people who are serving in church, they become mother-in-laws looking at a daughter-in-law.
但是有时候我们会对待那些在教会里面担任服事的人，就像婆婆看媳妇这样。
And we are nitpicking all the time.
在鸡蛋里面挑骨头。
And therefore, beware of all these expectations that we have as a family.
所以需要担心就是这样，可能这些都会成为。
And this can become stressful for all.
可能成为一个所有的压力的一个来源。
Now in a family, care and concern can become, you know, being nagging and naggy and becoming gossips.
在一个家庭里面，关心跟照顾有时候也可能会成为啰嗦跟闲话。
I know some people dread Chinese New Year family visitations.
我知道有一些人有一些忌惮去，就是对去春节的探访有一些顾忌。
拜年。
拜年。
You know, because of all the questions that you'll be getting, or when are you getting married, or when are you having children, how do you do in your studies this year, blah blah blah.
因为那些问题，比如你什么时候结婚啊，你的学业如何等等的一系列的问题。
Now when the church is a family,
当教会是是一个家庭的时候
，Imagine answering this kind of questions every Sunday.
可以想象，当你每个星期天都需要回答这样的问题。
And therefore we end up driving people who don't fit the norm out of the church with our so-called care and concern.
最后呢，我们可能是以我们所谓的关心跟照顾，把那些不适合教会的人，不适合教会规范的人驱赶出去。
And the road to hell is paved with good intentions, they say.
通往地狱的道路，常常是以好意图来铺陈的。
So Jesus say, "Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother."
耶稣说，凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的。弟兄姐妹跟母亲了。
Now by God's will, I think he means love and forgiveness.
按着神的旨意， 我认为这个就是意味着爱跟宽恕。
That is how he defined family.
这就是他如何定义家庭。
And this is also how we should define the church as a family.
这也就是我们应该如何以这样子的定义来定义家庭的教会。
So a family is not about authority, but about love.
所以一个家庭并不是关于那个权柄，而是关于爱。
And therefore, the same goes for the church as a family.
而这样也适用于作为一个家庭的教会。
A family is not about expectations and judgment, but about being embracing and accepting.
所以一个家庭并不是关于期望跟评断，而是关于所谓拥抱跟接纳。
And the same goes for the church as a family.
而这样也适用于作为一个教会的家庭。
Now I know this is what Jesus mean when he defined family, because this is precisely how he lived out his life.
我知道这意味着耶稣是怎么样定义了家庭，因为这也就是他如何活出上帝的旨意。
This is how he lived out following God's will and looking at how Jesus treat his followers.
而我们如果展望耶稣如何对待他的追随者的时候，
This is how the church should live as a family.
这也将是教会应该如何活出成为这样的一个家庭。
Now when the church is such a family,
当教会是这样的一个家庭的时候，
it will become a great comfort to all who are without a family.
这是针对那些没有家庭或者是破碎的家庭的一些人很莫大的一些安慰。
It's also a great comfort to those who are in a broken family.
就是对那些破碎的家庭很有一个莫大的安慰。
Now some may have lost their family because they were persecuted by their faith.
有些人可能因为受到迫害有关于他们自己的信仰而失去他们自己本身的家庭。
There are also others who lost family members to sickness or tragedies.
此外还有其他的因为疾病跟悲剧而失去了他们的家庭成员。
Or some people are just because they are lonely in a distant land.
或者是很寂寞孤独的在一个很遥远的一个
离乡背景的人。
土地上就是离乡背景。
Now, Jesus' words therefore tells us that we will always have a family.
从耶稣的话里面告诉我们，我们总有一个家庭。
And we can always be a family.
我们也可以是一个家庭。
Because of our common obedience to God.
因为我们有一个共同的顺服上帝。
God has called us to love one another.
上帝叫我们彼此相爱。
And therefore this is what it means to be a Christian.
这就是意味着我们成为基督徒。
We see that Jesus Christ has reached out to the marginalized.
耶稣基督我们看到说他伸出对那些边缘者伸出援手。
The tax collectors, the lepers, and the possessed.
比如税吏、麻风病人跟、魔鬼缠身的。
Now the church, therefore, must continue this mission to be a family to all who desire such family love.
所以教会必须要是一个家庭，对那些渴望这样的家庭爱的成员。
I hope Jubilee lives up to such a mission.
我希望新天堂能够活出这样的一个使命。
We can be this family.
我们可以是这样的一个家庭。
The true sisters, brothers of Christ.
成为一个耶稣基督真正的姐妹跟兄弟。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because you have first loved us. That you sent your Son Jesus Christ to us to show us what is love and sacrifice. And therefore let us live out this love to one another as fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. That we truly understand what it means to be a family. That we can embrace one another, accept one another, and grow together as a family. And we thank you for all this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 我们现在来收奉献。